In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools and classrooms. The roots of Arizona education took hold in ranch schools that were scattered across the rural communities of the Southwest. Next, Ann K. Boyce shares some memories with her son, Fred Boyce Jr., about how different it was to be a teacher in those early days. She taught at the Sapori School in Aravaca in 1953 and 1960.
I taught at our ranch school. I taught first through fourth grade for several years. And then when we moved to town, I taught kindergarten the rest. My daughter went to kindergarten with me, and she says, well, I went to kindergarten with Mom, but Mom stayed.
So, Mom, how was teaching at a schoolhouse where you had multiple grades all in the same place?
Well, that was my introduction to teaching, and I came out with my degree from the College of Education here at the University of Arizona. And they were sitting on my doorstep saying, we need a teacher for the primary grades, 1 through 4. And I said, well, I'm your person. So I learned very, very fast that you work with some of the youngest children and then relegate some of the other children to doing a lot of things independently. But I had 1 through 4 and different levels and different abilities to speak the English language because we were out on a ranch and many of the children were from the ranches. I made home visits. So I knew all of the families that were in my classroom, and I knew the dynamics between the different members of the family. And we had some families that had as many as 6 children in the school.
Really? I didn't even know you went on home visits. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's great. That's incredible.
Well, how did I know that the chickens lived in the house otherwise, or the goat was, or whatever? And we also gave baths to some of the children. There was a nice bathroom in the school there, which was the teacherage, and the other lady that taught the upper grades lived there. And when we had lice and we had some different problems, we could let the children go in there and individually take a bath. Also, I spoke enough Spanish that I got along all right, but I certainly would do it differently if I were doing it now because our kids got to speaking Spanish, but then when they went to school, it was all English, and they lost their Spanish, and I felt that was a big loss. And the same way with the kids. They came to school and they learned English rather than sharing their Spanish. And that's a great thing to have in this part of the country.
Did you have any kind of food program also?
No.
No, but you're bathing kids. Wow.
We traded peanut butter and jelly for bean burros many times. I would even trade. Because I knew all the families, where their food came from, but you can't do any of those things nowadays.
That was Ann K. Boyce, a retired teacher of 25 years, and her son, Fred Boyce Jr., who is currently a teacher at Desert Christian Middle School. Teachers' Voices is produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.